discernment. I'm trying to teach discernment to my young grandchildren, praying that they develop the art in their youth. I was 50-something when I first understood how discernment would guard my life. I am a woman of many words. My words, although honest, often contain more information than I needed to be sharing with the ears that were listening. I've been told many times I am too honest, which I don't believe is possible. However, I have learned that it is easy to say too much. I've spent some time backpedaling to rectify the damage I caused by not allowing the Spirit to filter my words. In an attempt to help my grandkids understand, I reminded them of a conversation from the previous weekend. One child excitedly told his siblings that he had shared a day fishing with their mom. Mom time had been scarce for all of them. I asked if anyone's feelings were hurt when he made that announcement. In unison, both of his siblings admitted they were hurt by his words. Although true, his words did not need to be said, and they caused unnecessary pain because of who they were spoken to. Thoughtless people inherit folly, but the cautious are crowned with knowledge. Proverbs 14:18. When I first began in the field of ministry, I had two mentors working with me on filtering myself and being aware of who was listening. They would put a finger to their lips telling me I was going too far. I got shushed a lot before I began to see it for myself. Information and truth are great commodities to be treasured. Use the filter of the Holy Spirit before you spread a trail of pain or anger. They say talk is cheap, but the result may be very costly. If you don't have discernment, get to God quick and ask for help.